I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The president of the Philippines signed a draft bill this week that gives Muslims in the south autonomy. AMG International's Bill Passons explains that the bill is actually part of a peace deal. It would expand the power of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, which would essentially turn it into a Sharia state. AMG has work in the five-province zone. It's not a done deal yet, so ask God to intervene.
We do some compassion ministries because we have a holistic approach to ministry. And some of the areas where we actually exercise compassion, evangelism goes with that. Well, that can obviously change drastically depending on the level of Sharia law that's enacted.
Meanwhile, have you ever worked at something only to feel unappreciated and alone? At Every Child Ministries Leadership Training Reunion in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, 55 leaders suddenly realized that they weren't alone after all. Lorella Rouster of ECM says the realization will help them persevere.
As we encourage and strengthen leaders, they not only will lead more people to Jesus, but they'll train other teachers who will be giving out the gospel regularly.
And you may have realized a lot of ministries, Christian or not, focus on community development. Orphan's Heart is hoping with the power of the gospel, their community transformation center in the Dominican Republic will not only benefit the community, but also radically change lives. One of the teams has been hard at work all week continuing the progress that other teams made all summer on the 45 homes and the center. Ask God to bless this project as they finish up details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storying evangelism. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.